KKFT. Live and local, your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
52 degrees, sunny skies at Reno Tahoe International Airport. Good afternoon to you. We are back for your weekend Monday. I'm Greg Neft, our top local stories this hour. The latest Nevada reaction to the White House Correspondents' Dinner shooting coming up. What Nevada's senators are saying. A homicide on 4th Street right behind the National Bowling Stadium. Directly ahead, what police think happened there. And wildfire worries for the summer on the way. What one group is saying about the chances of a big burn. We're live in the Keystone CPA studios in downtown Reno. I'm Greg Neft, FM News Talk Time, 1206. Good afternoon, Jerry.
Hey there, a big attaboy. For the staff here on Saturday evening, if you have the FM Talk app, you would have received a push notification at around 6:30 p.m. with news on the shooting at the Correspondents' Dinner. And by 7 p.m., the full press conference was carried live right here on 99.1 with President Trump, the only radio station in Northern Nevada with live full coverage Saturday night. We limit push notifications to important news and general reminders like about this show. So get it free. Go to the App Store and download the FM News Talk app. And the Keystone CPA's Noon News Daily Poll over the weekend. People voted. Are you open to an open primary? And 42.11% said yes. Yes, with limitations at about 11%, and no way, not interested. The biggest at 47%. And 3/4% saying, no, not open to an open primary. And we don't have it posted now, but in one of the news stories you'll hear today, and you may be surprised about, here's your question. The news poll will be posted before the end of the show. And that is, should Nevada still be giving driving privilege cards, as they are called by them, to criminals? To illegal aliens. We'll get a yes or no on that. It is 12:08. Back to you, Greg.
All right, and it is our top local story. Nevada reaction pouring in after the shooting at the White House Correspondents' Dinner in Washington Saturday night. Senator Jackie Rosen says she was there at the dinner and added, quote, I'm so grateful for the Secret Service and the law enforcement agents who rapidly responded to the situation and guaranteed the safety of everyone in attendance. Her fellow Senator Catherine Cortez Masto writing that she, too, was grateful to the Secret Service for keeping everyone safe. Well, new this hour, 25 years behind bars for a Reno man after a shooting.
Reno police responded to the Midtown Smoke Shop in May of last year after receiving a 911 call about an incident there. When officers arrived, they learned a fight had erupted inside the store between two men and a display case had been broken. Later that same day, a man arrived at Renown Medical Center with a gunshot wound, but wouldn't say what had happened.
Kendall Holcomb with the Washoe DA says things did not get any easier from there.
Officers learned that the man, Brendan Blosser, had gotten into a fight with Constantino Smith inside the smoke shop. After the initial fist fight, the defendant produced a handgun and shot at Mr. Blosser twice, hitting him as he fled. Constantino Smith did not remain on scene, and police began efforts to find him.
Now, Holcomb says they found Joel Constantino Smith about a month later, along with a bunch of drugs. Gunfire rings out Friday night off 4th Street, just behind the National Bowling Stadium. This went down around 8:30 p.m.
Upon arrival, officers located an adult male suffering from a gunshot wound. Officers, along with personnel from Reno Fire Department and REMSA, attempted life-saving measures. However, the individual was pronounced deceased at the scene.
Reno Police Officer Hunter Mercurio says this was an isolated incident, and it is under investigation. If you know anything, give RPD or secret witness a call. Another shooting, a drive-by in Sparks Sunday around 6 a.m. Officers learned about it from the victim who was in Renown. He told police he was just sitting in his car off Salmon Circle, minding his own business, when a dark sedan drove past and someone inside opened fire. The victim should be okay, the suspect at large, and the investigation continues. Fire crews rushed to the scene of a blaze burning at a home off Robert Street between Wells and Wilson Avenue Sunday night. Reno Fire says this happened just after 7 p.m. Firefighters were able to bring things under control within 5 minutes of getting on scene. No one was hurt in the fire. The cause is under investigation. Well, you may remember it was hantavirus that's thought to have taken the life of the wife of actor Gene Hackman. Now word hantavirus is here in northern Nevada. Carson City Health and Human Services says they have a confirmed case in the Quad City region, but no other details being released right now. CCHS does say there is no threat to the public. Wildfire worries in northern Nevada thanks to the warm and fairly dry winter that we had.
AccuWeather data show that Nevada has experienced the ninth driest March on record, and the state has seen about an inch and a half less rain from January to March than normal. Dr. Peter Glick with the Pacific Institute in Oakland, California, says the snowpack in the mountains is very low.
There's been almost no snow in the west, and what we have had melted earlier. We get more runoff in the winter, more flooding. We get less runoff in the spring and the summer when we really want it for agriculture and other uses.
Glick predicts that if the same conditions persist, reservoirs will be significantly depleted over the next few years. I'm Suzanne Potter.
And breaking news this hour, we are keeping an eye on the Department of Justice. They are about to hold a briefing on the White House correspondent's dinner suspect. Right now, live television picture shows visuals of the weapons that this individual apparently had on hand. I'm looking at several knives, along with at least two guns. As soon as this briefing does start, we will bring that to you right here on the news at noon. From the FM News Talk Election Center 2026, the next debate in the race for California governor will be held tomorrow night.
Seven major candidates will be on the stage at Pomona College in Claremont. They are the Republicans, Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco and businessman Steve Hilton, and the Democrats, Javier Becerra, Matt Mahan, Tom Steyer, Tony Thurmond, and Antonio Villaraigosa. Thurmond and Villaraigosa did not participate in last week's debate. Former Congresswoman Katie Porter did not accept an invitation to this debate. The 90-minute debate will start at 5:30 p.m. and will be broadcast and streamed by CBS news stations across California. I'm Daniel Martindale.
I'm Greg Neft. FM News Talk time, it is 12:13.
Well, it would be ridiculous, a complete waste of time, to ask if any Democrat has proposed to stop issuing driver's licenses to illegal aliens, criminals. But are you surprised to learn that not one Republican, including Governor Lombardo, has introduced a bill or even brought up the subject to stop Nevada from issuing a driver's license to criminals? Illegal aliens. You want to guess if there was even a provision that required illegals to be able to read English before being issued the so-called privilege card? Nevada continues to issue driver authorization cards, what are called DACs, to residents who cannot prove lawful residence in the United States or lawful presence either. These cards allow undocumented individuals to drive legally on state roads, but carry specific limitations. But here is one key fact. There is no requirement to read or speak English. And in fact, DMV provides testing materials in various languages. I foresee another poll question on the FM Talk News site. Local sports coming up later this hour with Craig Swope. Tahoe Knight Monsters lost one, and final week of regular season for high school baseball. As I said, Craig Swope will have the local sports a little later on this hour. And from Studio B, a first look at our Monday noon news traffic with Phil. Phil, it's traffic.
Looking pretty good on the roadways right now. No chain requirements. There were some earlier on 28, but they have been lifted. It is snowing over the Tahoe Pass right now. Fortunately, it's not sticking. We'll keep our eyes on that. No collisions or problems to tell you about down in the Reno, Sparks, Carson City areas. But remember, they're doing a whole bunch of road work westbound and eastbound on Interstate 80 from the state line all the way to the Spaghetti Bowl. Expect some delays. It is 49 degrees in Sparks and in Carson City, 50 in Smith Valley, 39 degrees at South Lake Tahoe. Here's your weather forecast.
Going to be a very pleasant week by the end of the week, but a little cool to get things started. Barely touching 60 today. Mid-60s tomorrow, then into the 70s. New sandals are in at a proper fit. Shop the largest selection of stylish sandals from Atrex, Birkenstock, Taos, Stansko, Allegria, and more. Feel comfort with style. You'll want to take them home. A proper fit in the Reno Town Mall. Coming up at 3 this afternoon, Lars Larson, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
Nothing ruins a peaceful Tahoe trip faster than car trouble. Smoke? Strange noises? Squealing? LT Automotive gets you back on the road fast. LT Automotive, 669 Linden Street. Mention KKFT.
When the power goes out and you're wondering if it's going to be out for a few minutes or a few hours, maybe even a few days, take control of your power by getting a Generac home backup generator. Generac is the leading brand and most trusted. You can have one installed by Capital Control Systems for as low as $125 a month on approved credit. Call now while supplies last, 775-883-3277.
Keeping you warm in the winter, cool in the summer, Capital Control Systems.
Your garage door doesn't have to look plain. Create one that'll have your home looking fantastic with George & Sons Garage Doors. Build and personalize your garage door, and George & Sons will make it come to life. Right now, get $250 off any new two-car garage door and $150 off any new one-car garage door. Call today, 775-324-DOOR, and check out georgeandsonsdoors.com.
Why pay more? Call 324-DOOR, George & Sons Garage Doors.
If you were injured due to an unsafe condition of property, legal recourse may be available. Here's Joe Yates of Yates Law.
Injuries don't just happen on the highway. They often happen because property owners fail to keep their property safe. At Yates Law, we handle premises liability claims involving businesses, private property, and public places, including schools, parks, and airports. If unsafe conditions caused your injury, you may have a claim, but time is limited. Call me, Joe Yates, at 775-515-4401.
Contractors across Nevada know when you need a retaining wall that's easy to install, rock solid, and engineered to perform, Cornerstone Wall and Precast has your back. Manufactured right here in Carson City, our precast concrete retaining wall systems are built for speed, stability, and serious durability. Not to mention, serious, great looking. And with the strength to handle Nevada's climate and the quality to meet your specs, Cornerstone Wall and Precast is your local no-hassle source for retaining wall systems that just work. From highway projects to commercial developments, our blocks are designed to interlock and stack efficiently, saving you time and labor on site. And did I mention how good they look? Call 775-240-6050. 775-240-6050. Visit cornerstonewall.com and build with confidence. Cornerstone Wall and Precast. Performance built in.
You're headed to the Reno Aces game, and now your car decides to strike out. Bad timing. LT the Superdog is on call. At LT Automotive, we fix cooling systems fast so you don't miss the first pitch. LT Automotive, 669 Linden Street. Mention KKFT.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news. Local, live, and happening now.
And happening right now, a Department of Justice briefing about the White House correspondent's dinner shooter. Apparently, acting Attorney General Todd Lynch at the podium right now said the suspect ran through a magnetometer. Let's listen. Okay, we're still looking for that news conference here, and we hope to have that momentarily here.
Officials.
Okay, I think we have it now.
This is the kind of situation that we cannot tolerate.
And that's Judge Jeanne Pirro
there.
And
as the Attorney General has just indicated, it could have been so much worse, but for the reality that we had the Secret Service, as well as the Metropolitan Police Department and the FBI. Now, the facts make it very clear what this intent was. You may recall that it was on March 2nd that the president indicated that he would be attending this public event at the Hilton. And on April 6th, that's when Cole Allen first made a hotel reservation at the Washington Hilton for three nights, the 24th, the 25th, and the 26th. It was on April 21st that he traveled all the way from the West Coast, from his home near LA. He gets to Chicago on April 23rd and has been indicated. He arrives in D.C. on the 24th, and he checks into the hotel at about 3 p.m. He stays overnight. He is very much aware that the president and the first lady entered the ballroom at 8 p.m. And it was at 8:40 that he made a decision to rush the ballroom. And thank goodness, law enforcement, the Secret Service, was able to prevent him from getting into that ballroom. He was not injured other than some kind of scrape on his knee. Now, as indicated, these are the weapons that the defendant had on his person. You can see that's a 12-gauge pump-action Mossberg shotgun. It's a 38 semi-automatic. He had at least three knives and all kinds of paraphernalia. So any suggestion that he wasn't there to do harm is absurd. We will prove when he purchased these guns. They were purchased in California. Why is that relevant? It is relevant because he crossed interstate lines with those firearms. And those are the firearms that he used on the night of the 25th, or attempted to use at the very least. Now, the manifesto also makes clear about his expected rules of engagement. You know, you can look at it and read it, and it may seem kind of la-la-la, but at the end, make no mistake, he says, I am targeting the administration officials. They are my targets, and I'm prioritizing from the top down, the highest ranking from the lowest. And I will not hesitate to get involved in any kind of encounter with anyone who blocks me from the president. Now, finally, let me say one thing. Within days of the president nominating me to be the United States Attorney for the District of Columbia, I was at the scene of a double homicide, where one Elias Rodriguez crossed state lines from Chicago with a firearm to commit a felony in the district. He's now indicted for the murder of two individuals, Laron Leshinsky and Sarah Milgram, here in Washington. Not long after that, another individual, Ramanullah Lakhanwal, crossed state lines, again with a firearm, with intent to commit a felony here in Washington. He traveled from the state of Washington. He is now indicted with the murder of Sarah Beckstrom, a National Guardsman, and the attempted murder of National Guard Andrew Wolf. Today, we have Cole Allen, another individual, charged with crossing state lines coming from California with a firearm with the intent to commit a felony here in the district. Let this be a message to anyone who thinks that Washington, D.C. is the place to act out political violence. And if you are willing to do so with a firearm and cross state lines, we will find you, we will track your steps from the inception of your plan, and we will prosecute you to the fullest extent of the law. Washington, D.C. is not the place to travel to commit acts of violence. The Constitution and the laws of the United States permit us to register our views through our voices and our votes. What they don't permit is making your views known through violence, especially violence directed at the President of the United States. This is anti-democratic at its core.
And there you have it, United States Attorney for D.C., Jeanne Pirro, there at a news conference that continues right here. Word is that the suspect actually ran through a magnetometer, and he was able to be tackled by a Secret Service agent. That's what we are learning here. Pyro, of course, making no bones about it, he came in there ready to do a lot of harm, her words. We'll continue to keep on top of this story as it continues to evolve. 1225 here on FM News Talk. Now with more, here's Jerry.
Well, thank you, Greg. And just a quick input from a listener. I like listening to KKFT with the app. I live in northeastern Washington, as in the state, and like listening to your station for most of the day because it's live and local, unlike an iHeart station. I enjoy listening to your local news and traffic and the local advertisers. It's how radio should be. Cheers, Andrew from northeast Washington. Thanks for that contact. And the compliment and the input. Get the app. It's free in the App Store. Give us a shout out. You can do that vocally. Tap on the little microphone there and let us know what you think in your own words. And because we don't have an income tax, you might think that the Silver State ranks in the top, I don't know, say five states with a low tax burden. Think again. Nevada's overall tax burden falls somewhere in the middle of all states in the U.S., according to a new study. Nevada ranked 27th out of 50 states regarding overall tax burden. When you hear the word fees, it's just another word for tax. A lot of those fees were passed by the Republican majority with Brian Sandoval as governor in 2015. And the rising cost of living, along with spikes in health insurance and retirement plan costs, are hurting Nevada's attempts to recruit and retain state troopers, a police union leader said. And school back in session today. After last week's spring break for Douglas County students, graduation is June 11th at Douglas High and June 9th at Wattell. And yes, it has snowed during graduation in the past. FM News Talk time, 1227.
Traffic right now, we are A-OK on the freeways at the moment. No collisions to tell you about. No debris in the road. Just remember, they're starting a whole new phase of paving on Highway 50 between Spooner and Tahoe. This could take up to a couple of years. Expect lane closures and delays. It is 50 degrees in Reno, 51 in Dayton, 53 in Yerington, 38 in Emerald Bay, and 57 in Spokane. Here's a look at your weather.
Going to be a very pleasant week by the end of the week, but a little cool to get things started. Barely touching 60 today, mid-60s tomorrow, then into the 70s. New sandals are in at a proper fit. Shop the largest selection of stylish sandals from Atrex, Birkenstock, Taos, Dansko, Allegria, and more. Feel comfort with style. You'll want to take them home. A proper fit in the Reno Town Mall. Coming up at 3 this afternoon, Lars Larson, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk.
And we have 1228 right here at FM News Talk. And as you just heard, the White House Correspondents' Dinner shooting story that's ever developing. We are keeping an eye on that news conference that the Department of Justice is holding right now. Cash Patel, the FBI director, is at the podium. If you want to watch that, you can head to our X channel. Just search FM News Talk 99.1 and make sure that you give us a like. But we have that news conference for you up right now as it's happening. You can watch it. More reaction now to Saturday's shooting. From the Correspondents' Dinner, Governor Lombardo is calling for prayers for President Trump, the First Lady Melania, and everyone who attended. Attorney General Aaron Ford says swift justice must be carried out against perpetrators of political violence. Well, back here, three people were arrested after a traffic stop in Virginia City led to narcotics and a shotgun. The Story County Sheriff says this all began during a traffic stop on D Street Thursday night. The deputy making the stop said that something was pretty wrong with the suspects and called in a canine that led to the discovery of meth, fentanyl, and heroin. Police then went to an apartment linked to the people in the car. They found more drugs and a shotgun. 46-year-old Krista Dyer of Virginia City and 45-year-old Hubert Dyer were all taken into custody. He's from Virginia City as well, along with 67-year-old Sergio Molina. All are Virginia City residents. It is called Operation Coast to Coast, the scope nationwide, the goal to combat human trafficking. And four locals were caught up in the sting.
Arrested: Dante Washington, 35 years old, Adam Brenner, 45 years old, Darren Morgan, 40 years old, Len Sadler, 47 years old.
And that's Reno Police Officer Hunter Mercurio, who says this was a pretty big operation. Well, FM News Talk covers Northern Nevada after Fox News covers the world. It is 1230.
Fox News, at the top and bottom of every hour. This is Northern Nevada's FM News Talk Radio, 99.1 KKFT. It's 1230.
News. I'm John Saucier. The man accused of opening fire during the White House Correspondents' Dinner over this weekend, scheduled to appear in court today, has now made that appearance. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt blames rhetoric for this attack.
The deranged lies and smears against the president, his family, his supporters have led crazy people to believe crazy things, and they are inspired to commit violence because of those words. It has to stop.
This 31-year-old male shooter had been staying in the same hotel the dinner's being hosted at. He's made his initial court appearance, facing three counts. Count one, the most serious, attempting to assassinate the president of the United States. Up to life in prison on that one. Count two, transporting firearms across state lines. Count three, discharge of a firearm during a crime of violence. The judge has ordered this suspect held without bond. Next court appearance coming up April 30th. America is listening to Fox News.
It is 12:31 at FM News Talk. Again, the big story happening right now is the press conference that the Department of Justice is holding right now on the White House Correspondents' Dinner shooting. Todd Blanche back at the podium. Let's just dip in for a little bit to see what he's saying.
National Guardsmen killed in the city. Can you, each of you, describe the current threat environment and what DOJ's stance is about it?
Well, you just described the current threat environment pretty accurately, which is that the political violence and rhetoric has got to stop.
And that is Todd Blanche there from acting attorney general. And if you want to watch this news conference in its entirety as it's happening, we have it up right now on our Twitter X channel. Just head right there, search FM News Talk, and you can watch everything as it is unfolding. Well, let's talk about some other news, shall we? An illegal bookmaker based in California now banned from Nevada gambling. The Nevada Gaming Commission placed Matthew Boyer's name in the so-called Black Book. Never heard that in a while. In 2024, Bauer pled guilty to money laundering and illegal bookmaking. Prosecutors say the 50-year-old laundered money through several Las Vegas casinos. 3 years ago, he made headlines because he was the bookie for an interpreter, you might remember this, who stole all that money from the Los Angeles Dodgers superstar, Shohei Ohtani. You remember that one? The interpreter later admitted to stealing $16 million from Ohtani. That was a pretty big deal. Well, if you like beef, today is your day. I want to wish you a very happy, this is great, Prime Rib Day.
We're celebrating the king of meat today, the prime rib. It gets its name from the location of the cut, not the USDA rating. Slow roasted, meaty, juicy, and expensive at about $14 a pound. Traditionally, it's served with Yorkshire pudding, but mashed potatoes are good too. And a butcher will tell you one rib will serve two people. But who are they kidding? I'm Bree Tennis.
I like mine with french fries. There, I said it. FM News Talk time. It is 12:33. I'm
Thin
Greg.
Thin nylon
glad
covers
to
may
here.
Be okay for temporary storage, but why risk it? Nevada's harsh climate can wreck your valuable boat or RV. BAM RV and Boat Storage is the smart option. Close to Tahoe and the Carson Airport, they offer 24/7 gated access, heated units, 30 amps of power, on-site water, and a dump station. With large enclosed units to fit any boat or RV, choose BAM RV and Boat Storage. 5969 Morgan Mill Road in Carson. BAMRVBoatStorage.com.
Whatever temperatures this summer brings, your friendly and knowledgeable Bryant dealer is there to help. Your dealer is committed to achieving a high level of training and skills backed by outstanding products from one of the industry's most trusted names, Bryant. Whether you need a quick fix or an entirely new cooling system, your local Bryant dealer will do whatever it takes for your family's comfort. Schedule an appointment today with Carson Valley Heating at carsonvalleyheating.com or call 775-782-3104. Locally, family owned and operated for 47 years. Bryant. Whatever it takes.
Floods, leaks, messes, fear not. Voda Cleaning Reno restores peace. Call today, you will.
When your carpets look like they've battled the dark side, you need help from the clean side. Voda Cleaning and Restoration of Reno uses powerful professional equipment to deep clean carpets, tile, and upholstery, restoring freshness to your home. Fast, affordable, locally owned, and trusted.
Dirty carpets, Voda Cleaning in Reno. Save them, we will.
Voda Cleaning of Reno. Come over to the clean side. VodaCleanNV.com.
Gradually improving weather as the week progresses into the mid-70s by midweek, mid-60s tomorrow, 59 this afternoon in Reno. New sandals are in at a proper fit. Shop the largest selection of stylish sandals from Atrex, Birkenstock, Taos, Dansko, Allegria, and more. Feel comfort with style. You'll want to take them home. Proper fit in the Reno Town Mall. Tonight at 8, Larry Elder, 99.1 FM Talk.
KKFT. This is your noon news. Local, live, and happening now.
Little snow around Tahoe is bringing out the bears. I'm John Potter for the new news. The Tahoe Interagency Bear Team reports black bears have already come out from their dens and are now searching for food. That means a busy spring season for all wildlife. Bears without cubs are active right now, feeding on early grasses and plants. More concerning is the fact that the warmer weather and the low snowpack means a shorter growing season for the bears' natural food, and less of that will likely have them searching into town for human-related food sources. That will be more of a danger for unsecured Tahoe homes and for drivers. Crashes involving bears usually increase when the bears travel further distance for food. If you spot bears in your neighborhood, the call to make is to the Nevada Department of Wildlife. They have a special number, 775-688-BEAR. I'm John Potter for the new news on FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3.
Your new news business update on Nevada's FM News Talk.
I'm Lauren Simonetti, and this is the Fox Business Report.
A choppy trading session with the major averages mixed. However, the NASDAQ and S&P 500 are on track for new record highs. Oil prices continue to spike, with U.S. crude trading around $97 a barrel. Tech and financials are gaining while consumer staples are lagging. The Magnificent Seven big cap tech stocks are mixed as big tech earnings take center stage this week. 177 companies in the S&P 500 are slated to report earnings this week, with 11 of the Dow members posting results. In Eli Lilly continues its buying spree and will be snapping up Ajax Therapeutics, agreeing to pay up to $2.3 billion in a deal that will bolster Lilly's blood cancer portfolio. An oil producer, Shell, is looking to expand its reach in Western Canada and is buying ARC Resources for $13.6 billion. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hilary Barsky, invested in you.
FM News Talk Time, 12:37. Greg Neft with you in the Keystone CPA studios in downtown Reno. We have 59 degrees right now. Sunny skies at the Reno Tahoe International Airport. Time right now for the bounce, we're calling it, with Brian. Brian Wheeler, as he fills in for Mike Bosma, as Mr. Mike continues his long-deserved vacation overseas. Brian, Keystone CPA's wealth advisor, welcome again. Hope you had a really great weekend. 775-786-4900. Let's talk a little bit about the business week ahead. This is going to be interesting. All eyes are going to be on the Federal Reserve as Jerome Powell, makes his last big interest rate announcement before he steps down. What do you think we should be watching?
Well, I don't really expect a whole lot of movement coming out of the Fed in this next session.
Okay.
Yeah, I just think Steady Eddie is probably going to be the way to go with all the uncertainty still floating around the world.
I like that, Steady Eddie. you know, Jerome Powell will be leaving soon. His term is winding down. How do you feel? I mean, let's talk about his legacy a little bit. You know, people loved him, people hated him. He was certainly a very famous Fed chairman. What do you think? What kind of job do you think he did?
You know, I think generally okay. You know, it's a tough job when you're trying to really manage, you know, inflation, the economy through the tools they have. It's a difficult job. And I think even though the pressure came from the president trying to lower interest rates earlier than we've seen, I think generally, you know, things have been on par. I feel like we're kind of in a steady place. And I think that interest rates, even for mortgage rates right now, though they seem high compared to recent historical numbers, seem relatively normalized to me.
So what do you think about Kevin Warsh? He's the guy incoming for Jerome Powell. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, I don't have a lot of insight on Kevin yet. So it'll take a little time to kind of open that book, pull back the covers, and kind of see what we're going to get. But, you know, it depends on how much influence we have on the current administration on that new seat.
You know, it's interesting. Years ago, it was described, if you remember Alan Greenspan, who was the Fed chairman for quite a long time, and, you know, various presidents and all that, he made money a very boring topic, and people liked that. I'm guessing that, you know, your hope would be for the same, for Kevin Warsh to make the U.S. dollar a very boring topic, right?
Yeah, I think most people really appreciate that, right? There's a lot of people who appreciate the steady, boring when it comes to money, especially safe money. And I think that's exactly where that lives.
Absolutely. Well, as we all know, tax season just wrapped up, thank goodness. And so have you been having a lot of conversations with your clients? Anything stand out in particular that you want to pass along?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It's an interesting thing keeps popping up in, mm-hmm. in the strangest places. And when we start to explain this to certain clients, they're a little bit surprised by it. And that's really the taxation of their investments into different types of accounts and how that affects them.
Mm-hmm. And can you give me an example? What do you mean by that?
Yeah, so most people are really focused on what they're investing in, mm-hmm. stocks, bonds, mutual funds. What they're not really paying attention to sometimes is what types of accounts they're holding them in. Mm-hmm. So let me give you an example. If we have a client with an account that has a taxable account, but they're holding things like bonds or dividend-producing stocks or interest-producing items, even CDs, you know, they're not really understanding the fact that those are being taxed whether they pull the money out that year or not, and they get taxed at ordinary income rates. So especially for our high earners that are in a high tax bracket, that impact puts a lot of drag on those investments.
So why do you think that sort of thing, it seems like common sense, as my father would say, why do you think that gets missed?
You know, I think because so much of our planning is done in silos. Mm-hmm. You know, the tax folks are looking at the taxes, the investment folks are looking at the investments. They're not always talking to each other. Mm-hmm. And sometimes things change. And one of the examples we had is that one of our clients went from making a really good living to a really great living in just a couple of years.
Wow.
So he went from a, you know, a normal base tax rate to the highest tax rate possible while having a lot of these investments in investable accounts. And the impact of that was surprising to him.
Absolutely. And you can do all this by just, you don't even have to play the lottery, or you don't even have to go and gamble in one of our casinos. What should listeners be thinking about right now?
I think just maybe taking a look at their accounts. Mm-hmm. You know, these kind of different creeps into the different dangerous places happen over time. So it's probably a really good time to look at what's in what types of accounts, what's pre-tax, what's post-tax. Mm-hmm. Am I creating the most tax efficiency possible? And sometimes that just means a conversation with my tax and investment advisor together.
Absolutely. Brian Wheeler from Keystone CPAs and Wealth Advisors. As always, engaging talk, my friend. We will talk again tomorrow.
Sounds great. Thanks, Greg.
All right. Keystone CPAs, 775-786-4900. 775-786-4900. 1242 right here on FM News Talk.
Well, it is up. The new question for the Keystone CPAs New News Daily poll, and that is, should Nevada continue to give driving privilege cards to illegal aliens? And if you want to refer to them as driver's licenses, go right ahead. Unless you speak politispeak or whatever they call it. 991fmtalk.com or 923fmtalk.com to vote. Voters heading to the polls in June will decide who will move on to the general in November. High-profile races include who will be Reno's next mayor, the R&D candidate for Congressional District 2, and, of course, governor. Nevada is a key battleground state in presidential and down-ballot races. That's why the governor's race is important. Allowing illegal aliens to get what they, politicians, call a driving privilege card, and still allowing theft of nearly $1,000 charged as a misdemeanor, as a Republican, leads many to call Governor Lombardo a rhino, but he still leads other R's in the polls. There are five candidates on the D side running for governor, six candidates, including Lombardo, running on the R side. In terms of cash on hand, four candidates for Reno mayor are close to or above 100K cash on hand, according to quarterly reports. Kate Marshall has the most, then Eddie Lorton, Kathleen Taylor, and Devin Reese. $220,000 for Marshall, $90K for Reese at number five. Tim Ross with $21,000 cash on hand. Primary election day is Tuesday, June 9th. Quick on the take with the Spokane temperature for Andrew listening up in Northeast Washington. And with noon news traffic now, here's Phil. Traffic.
Road on northbound 580, just as you get to the 2nd Street exit. Watch yourself as you pass by in that area. If your travels take you on Kiskey around Mill Street, it is very heavy and slow northbound as you approach Mill Street. There's construction on Mill between 580 and Wells Avenue that's really slowing things down. Use 2nd Street, despite the problems in getting to it. Use that as an alternate route. It is 52 degrees in Sparks, 50 in Minden and Wellington, 38 degrees in Incline Village. Here's your weather forecast.
Going to be a very pleasant week by the end of the week, but a little cool to get things started. Barely touching 60 today, mid-60s tomorrow, then into the 70s. New sandals are in at a proper fit. Shop the largest selection of stylish sandals from Atrex, Birkenstock, Taos, Stansko, Allegria, and more. Feel comfort with style. You'll want to take them home. A proper fit in the Reno Town Mall. Coming up at 3 this afternoon, Lars Larson, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk.
KKFT. Live and local. Your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
We're here with Ricky and Dustin from Pro One Automotive. I understand Pro One's been around for 40 years this year. What's the secret to being one of the premier automotive shops in Northern Nevada?
We treat everybody like family. We just want to make sure the vehicle's safe and reliable, and we've been doing the same thing ever since day one.
Our focus is taking care of the customer. We pride ourselves in using good products and always standing behind our work.
What would you say sets Pro One Automotive apart from other shops?
We really care about every customer. We invest in all the modern equipment and tools. We want to make sure that we could work on anything from a 1995 all the way up to a 2025, so there's no need to go anywhere else. We can handle all your automotive needs.
Pro One Automotive, located at the corner of Mill and Terminal in Reno.
At Coleman Electric, Generac automatic standby generators are all they do. And as Northern Nevada's largest Generac exclusive dealer, they've earned the Generac Generator Elite Plus recognition. That means Coleman Electric will have the largest selection, best trained personnel, and best pricing on all Generac generators. Give them a call at 720-7066 for a free in-home estimate and see why Northern Nevada has chosen Coleman Electric since 1985. 720-7066.
Old bank statements, tax records, and sensitive paper cluttering your home or office? Worried about identity theft? American Document Destruction's professional document shredding. We'll shred them securely on site while you watch at Reno Public Market Shredding Day. First Friday of every month. No hassle, $10 a box, no limit. Protect your privacy before it's too late. American Document Destruction, a Pacific company.
This week's First Friday Shred event is May 1st from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Reno Public Market.
Anti-aging medicine. Does it exist? A fountain of youth? Well, if you're tired of all the Jell-O and vinegar miracle cures from charlatans popping up on your phone and you want real information, go to antiagingmedicine, that's all one word, .com. It's a website with answers to your health questions. Topics about ADD, ADHD, the big C, cancer, diabetes, Crohn's, menopause, heart disease, chronic pain, and sciatica. They specialize in treatments for weight loss, depression, hormone replacement, and aesthetic procedures. It's a lot, but you'll find antiagingmedicine.com is easy to navigate. You don't have to continue suffering from chronic illness or complicated conditions. There is hope. Please check out antiagingmedicine.com because there's way too much information to fit in this message. You are unique, and satisfaction to fit your needs is what you encounter there. Antiagingmedicine.com.
KKFT. Your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk.
And it is 1249. I'm Greg Neft. If you're just checking in, Texas tops the nation in power shutoffs because of unpaid bills. In a first-of-its-kind federal report, the Lone Star State had over 3 million electricity disconnections in 2024. Now, Florida, Oklahoma, Tennessee, and California were next on the list and in order. And all over 13 million households in the U.S. had their power shut off in 2024. Consumer advocates note the figures come just as the utility industry is raking in the money. NV Energy might be included in that. Well, jury selection is beginning in the high-stakes legal battle poised to pit Tesla CEO Elon Musk and OpenAI CEO Sam Altman against each other. The longtime friends turned into rivals after Musk sued the company, Altman and OpenAI President Greg Brockman, back in 2024. Musk co-founded OpenAI in 2015, and his lawsuit alleges the company reneged on their commitments to keep AI, their AI lab, a nonprofit, and follow its charitable mission. We'll let you know what happens with that. Well, the Fed meets this week.
The Federal Reserve's Open Market Committee will huddle on Tuesday, and by the time they adjourn a day later, they're expected to tell us that they're going to keep interest rates right where they are right now. Analysts say that is not necessarily a bad thing. You see, interest rate cuts are usually only given when the economy is not doing well and it needs to be stimulated. Another reason is the changing of the guard at the head of the Fed next month as Chair Jerome Powell's term winds down. I'm Daria Albinger.
Other news that we are following, new pushback against plans for new oil drilling off the California coast. Activists are hoping to stop Trump administration plans for more oil rigs in the Pacific.
Even if they drilled every square mile off the California coast, it would barely register in the global oil markets.
That's Congressman Mike Levin. His district covers the coast from Dana Point down to Del Mar. He's one of several area leaders that are part of a new campaign condemning new oil drilling sites off the Pacific coast. North Carolina Senator Tom Tillis says he'll vote to confirm President Trump's pick to be the next Federal Reserve chair. The North Carolina Republican made the comment after he blocked Kevin Warsh's nomination for moving forward over the investigation into Jerome Powell.
We worked a lot over the weekend to make sure that we were very clear that we had the assurances from the DOJ that I needed to feel like they were not using the DOJ as a weapon to threaten the independence of the Fed.
That's Tillis on NBC's Meet the Press. FM News Talk Time, 1251.
KKFT. From the field to the court, KKFT Sports.
The Tahoe Night Monsters lost the first two at Kansas City over the weekend. They're home Wednesday and Thursday in the opening round of the ECHL playoffs. The Nevada baseball and softball teams took 2 of 3 in their series. Nevada is tied with Air Force for first place in the Mountain West after taking 2 of 3 from UNLV. Nevada softball's in second place in conference, 2 games behind Grand Canyon, after taking 2 out of 3 from Fresno State. I'm Craig Swope of Sports for the Noon News on FM News Talk.
Hey, we're Armstrong and Getty with some great news. Brothers Home Improvement Spring Sale has been extended through the end of April.
This sale is the first time ever that Brothers has offered 0% financing for 24 months. That's no interest till 2028.
And you'll get up to $1,000 off on installed windows. This is amazing.
Brothers Home Improvement is a trusted, true family business made up of 9 brothers and sisters who are always striving for your complete satisfaction.
We love Brothers Windows. They care about you at Brothers like you're part of their family. The 9 brothers and sisters that put this thing together, real lifetime warranties, and they really take pride in their work.
Premium, high-quality, energy-efficient windows, only the highest quality craftsmanship, and these beautiful energy-saving windows are going to make your house more valuable and lower your bills.
Thousands of happy and satisfied homeowners over 30 years. Don't miss this extended spring sale. 0% financing for 24 months.
And never any sales pressure. Go to brotherswindows.com to get started. Brotherswindows.com.
At the church at Reno Christian Academy, they believe in more than just education. They believe in transformation. Their goal is to help students grow not only in knowledge, but also in faith. Their academically excellent programs will challenge students to think critically, while the biblically based foundation helps them stand strong in their values. From the classroom to the chapel, they're nurturing the next generation of Christ-centered leaders, young men and women equipped with wisdom, compassion, and purpose. They're not just preparing students for college. They're preparing them for life. The Church at Reno Christian Academy, where faith and excellence shape the future. Enroll now and help your child or grandchild discover their God-given potential. Go to thechurchatreno.com.
At Campani Capital Ford in Carson City, we know every driver in Northern Nevada needs something a little different. For everyday comfort and versatility, the new Ford Escape is built for how you drive. Whether it's your daily commute, running errands, or getting out of town for the weekend, the Escape delivers a smooth ride and the flexibility to handle it all. And right now, you can get up to $5,000 in total savings on select new Ford Escape models, or take advantage of APR as low as 3.9%. Looking for something more adventurous? The new Ford Bronco Sport is ready when you are. With capability built for off-road exploration and everyday driving alike, it's designed to take you beyond the pavement and into whatever comes next. And right now, get up to $3,000 in total value on select Bronco Sport models. Only at Capital Ford, where you always pay lower taxes and less fees. OAC, on select models. See dealer for details. Less taxes than Reno Sparks. Excludes leases. Ends 4/30/2026.
Hey, can you feel it? Summer's coming. You know, road trips, vacations, and the open road? Or will it be breakdowns, car repairs, and tow trucks? Before she leaves you alongside the road, A-Master Mechanic recommends a complete bumper-to-bumper service. Fluids, filters, tires, and tune-up. Don't leave anything to chance in our Nevada heat. That includes your air conditioning. Make sure you can just turn that key and go.
A-Master Mechanic, making it good under the hood.
FM Top Weather.
Gradually improving weather as the week progresses. Into the mid-70s by midweek. Mid-60s tomorrow, 59 this afternoon in Reno. New sandals are in at a proper fit. Shop the largest selection of stylish sandals from Atrex, Birkenstock, Taos, Dansko, Allegria, and more. Feel comfort with style. You'll want to take them home. Proper fit in the Reno Town Mall. Tonight at 8, Larry Elder, 99.1 FM Talk.
Northern Nevada's Midday Update. Your new news. KKFT.
52 degrees right now. Sunny skies at Reno Tahoe International Airport. If you are just checking in, a new survey says many young Americans, well, they're exhausted by the cost of dating. BMO Financial Group's Real Financial Progress Index says half of Americans surveyed said they are going on fewer dates or choosing less expensive activities because of the rising cost. The bank polled over 2,500 adults in late December through January. Nearly half of Gen Z adults and 40% of millennials surveyed said the price of dating is affecting their financial goals. BMO found one day cost Gen Z adults over $200 on average and millennials over $250. That's about what it costs to go out to dinner, unfortunately. FM News Talk Time, 1257.
Well, the Carson City Republican Party, I was going to say amen to that, but I'm not young anymore regarding that. The Carson City Republican Party is having a town hall meeting this Thursday, April 30th, from 6 to 9 p.m. All voters are invited to hear your candidate speak before the primary, and early voting starts, a reminder, May 25th. That's at the Casino Fandango this Thursday. There's a $10 donation requested, and again, that's this Thursday. May I make a recommendation or a suggestion? And yes, I may. Ask those candidates for Assembly, Senate, or Governor that are there if they would propose a bill to stop the state from giving benefits to illegal aliens, driving privilege cards. We are still doing that as a state here many, many years after the bill was passed. And nobody, I have not heard one Republican or Democrat for that matter, introduce or propose a bill to simply stop giving driving privilege cards to illegal aliens. And also, for the love of God and the people that work in retail, ask any of them if they're going to propose something that will get rid of the ridiculous allowance of $950 to be a misdemeanor when somebody steals up to almost $1,000 in merchandise. That's still considered a misdemeanor instead of a felony here in the state of Nevada. You can believe it. And again, that's this Thursday town hall meeting. There are other town hall meetings coming up. We'll tell you about those here on the Noon News and throughout the day right here at 99.1 FM Talk. And by the way, if you miss a segment of the Noon News, go to the podcast tab at 991fmtalk.com or 923fmtalk.com. Have a great Monday. Have a great rest of the week. Guy Benson and Fox News coming up at the top of the hour right here on your FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada.
I throw myself into and out of the red, out of her head, she sang. Come down and waste away.
First with Fox. First on FM. 99.1 KKFT, Gardnerville, Reno, Sparks, Carson City. A service of the Evans Broadcast Company.